بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. This book Shawq-e Watan was written at a time when an epidemic had broken out, which claimed the lives of many people. Many people, however, at that time, who managed to live through this epidemic, were gripped with a fear, were gripped with panic. They feared that this illness would catch hold of them and that they would die as a result of this very same epidemic. For this reason, the next chapter which was brought is a chapter which concerns the virtues of living through epidemics and the virtue of passing away as a result of this epidemic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained in great detail to the Sahaba the rulings, the laws and the virtues of these epidemics which take place. In specific, in that era, there was going to be an epidemic which would take the lives of many Sahaba, which was referred to as the Ta'un. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke in great detail regarding this Ta'un, this epidemic which was going to claim their lives. The ulama explain, however, that these ahadith are not confined merely to the Ta'un illness, but rather they apply to any epidemic and any widespread illness which is the cause of death which will occur till the day of Qiyamah. When Aisha radiallahu anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam regarding the reality of this epidemic, he explained to her that in actual fact it is a punishment which Allah sends down upon His servants. At the same time, Allah has made this a means of mercy for the believers. Any person who is in an area where this epidemic breaks out, and he remains in that area with three conditions and three qualities, then he will get the reward of a shaheed. The three conditions and qualities which are mentioned in this narration are sabiran, he is patient over this difficulty. He does not complain about Allah's decision. He is not displeased with Allah's decision. Rather, he knows whatever Allah has done is full of wisdom. The second is muhtasiban. He hopes for reward. He understands that if I am gripped by the sickness, if the sickness does overcome me, then I will be greatly rewarded by Allah. If I have to pass away as a result of the sickness, I will get the death of a shaheed. The third condition is, he knows with conviction that only that sickness can afflict him, which Allah has written for him. Meaning he understands that sickness is the prerogative of Allah. Allah sends it to whomsoever He wishes, whenever He wishes. He does not lay the blame on somebody. He does not blame contagiousness. He does not blame other people who have this illness, but rather understands it was the will of Allah that I had to fall ill. This person will get the reward of a shaheed. The ulama explain that in this hadith, four groups of people are spoken about. That person who does not make sabr, or does not hope for reward, or who attributes it to natural causes and does not understand it has come from Allah, that person, even if he dies as a result of this epidemic, will not get the reward of a shaheed. A person who falls ill, he passes away and fulfills these three conditions, he will be blessed with the reward of a shaheed. A person who falls ill, he does not pass away but fulfills these three conditions, he will also get the reward of a shaheed. And a person who does not even fall ill, but he fulfills these three conditions, he will also get the reward of a shaheed. This is a hadith which is applicable to all of us, and which is very easy to practice upon for that person who Allah gives tawfiq. If he has to pass away as a result of this epidemic, he will get a death of shahadat, and that will be an additional reward. This is one of the greatest virtues which could ever be mentioned. Murana writes, he says it is clear from these ahadith that those people who are affected by these epidemics attain the reward of jihad while remaining at home. The reward of jihad is the best of all deeds. May Allah grant us understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us complete conviction in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.